This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Election Commission publishes list of 110 proposal representation members of Parliament. Certificates for newly elected to be issued on March 19. 12th NRNA Global Conference concludes with 12-point declaration. Government welcomes renewed unity within the association. Transport entrepreneurs demand fair adjustment after fuel price hike. Authorities seize large stockpiles of cooking gas cylinders to counter artificial shortage. And Afghanistan accuses Pakistan of killing hundreds in hospital strike. Now, the news in detail. The Election Commission has published the list of 110 members of the Parliament elected under the proportional representation system based on the designated cluster arrangement. According to the Commission, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party secured the highest number with 57 seats under the system. The Nepali Congress won 20 seats, while the CPN-UML secured 16 seats. The Nepali Communist Party obtained 9 seats, and 4 seats each went to Shram Sanskriti Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party. In a statement issued, the secretary and returning officer for the proportional representation system, Krishna Bahadur Raut, confirmed the results, adding that the elected members will receive their certificates on March 19. Likewise, the commission stated that 82 of the 110 elected members, lawmakers, are women. Likewise, the Election Commission has clarified that the update of details of office bearers and Central Committee members if elected from the Special General Convention of the Nepali Congress in its records was carried out in accordance with the Constitution and prevailing laws. In a press release issued, Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai said the decision was made based on provisions of the Political Parties Act 2073, the party's statute and other relevant legal frameworks. The 12th Global Conference and General Convention of the Non-Resident Nepali Association, NRNA, concluded in Kathmandu yesterday, issuing a 12-point declaration focused on investment promotion, migrant worker welfare, and stronger engagement among the Nepali diaspora. The declaration urged the government of Nepal to introduce legal and policy reforms to create a more favorable environment for investment by non-resident Nepalese. Addressing the closing ceremony, Prime Minister Sushila Karki called on non-resident Nepalese to utilize their knowledge, skills, experience and capital for Nepal's development. The Prime Minister described Nepalese abroad as goodwill ambassadors of the country and welcomed the restoration of unity within the association. According to the organizers, 4,286 representatives participated in the conference held from March 14 to 16, with more than 400 delegates attending in person in Kathmandu and others joining virtually. Similarly, Prime Minister Sushila Karki yesterday visited the District Administration Office in Kathmandu to inspect the Public Announcement System, PAS, introduced to improve public service delivery and promote good governance. During the visit, the Prime Minister reviewed the system and overall office management. Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal and other senior government officials accompanied her. During the inspection, authorities also suggested expanding the system to other government offices to further improve public service delivery. Health insurance services will now be provided based on the National Identity Card. A memorandum of understanding was signed between the Health Insurance Board and the Department of National ID and Civil Registration to implement the system. According to Information Officer Bikesh Malla, citizens' identities will be digitally verified through the National Identity Card number, making the health insurance system safer, faster and more reliable. Officials said registration and renewal of health insurance using the National ID Card will begin on April 8th. At present, around 10.2 million people are enrolled in National Health Insurance Program. The Federation of Nepalese National Transport Entrepreneurs has demanded an adjustment in public transport fares following the recent rise in petroleum prices. In a press statement issued, the Federation said the decision of the Nepal Oil Corporation to increase fuel prices has directly affected the transport sector. Federation General Secretary Deknath Gautam said the sudden price hike without considering the concerns of transport entrepreneurs and passengers has increased operating cost for public transport operators. The transport entrepreneurs say that since most public vehicles operate on diesel and petrol, any rise in fuel prices has a direct impact on transport services and operational expenses. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero raichau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज The Supreme Court will continue hearing a writ petition challenging the decision to withdraw money laundering and organized crime cases against the president of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Ravi Lamichhane, today. The hearing began on Sunday before a division bench of Justices Saranga Suvedi and Sunil Kumar Pokharel. According to Supreme Court spokesperson Arjun Prasad Koirala, as the proceedings could not be completed, the hearing has been scheduled to continue today. The cases were withdrawn following a decision by Attorney General Savita Bhandari Baral during the previous government. The decision was challenged at the Supreme Court through separate writ petitions filed by advocates. The Department of Commerce, Supplies and Consumer Protection has confiscated 6,377 cooking gas cylinders from a warehouse in Harisiddhi, Lalitpur as part of efforts to control artificial shortages of cooking gas. According to the department, the cylinders, each containing 14.2 kilograms of LPG, were found improperly stored during a market monitoring inspection. Authorities said such practices could contribute to artificial scarcity in the market. The department has imposed a fine of ₹300,000 on the company and directed that the seized cylinders to be sold and distributed under the coordination and supervision of the Nepal Oil Corporation. Meanwhile, the Nepal Oil Corporation has said consumer hoarding amid concerns over possible supply disruptions linked to tensions in West Asia has also created pressure on the cooking gas supply chain. Newly appointed Chinese ambassador to Nepal, Zhang Maoming, paid a courtesy call on chairperson of the National Assembly, Narayan Prasad Dahal, at Singhadarbar yesterday. The meeting discussed Nepal-China relations, parliamentary cooperation and mutual assistance. Officials from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Federal Parliament Secretariat and the Embassy of China in Nepal were also present during the meeting. Likewise, Deputy Commanding General of the U.S. Army Pacific Command, Lieutenant General Joel Vowell, paid a courtesy call on Chief of Army Staff Ashok Raj Sigdal at the Nepali Army Headquarters in Bhadrakali, Kathmandu yesterday. During the meeting, the two sides discussed matters of mutual interest and bilateral cooperation. The U.S. delegation, which arrived in Nepal on Sunday as part of a regular visit, is scheduled to leave for Thailand today. Officials say the visit is expected to further strengthen Nepal-US cooperation in humanitarian assistance, disaster management and international peacekeeping. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Authorities in Afghanistan say an airstrike on a drug treatment hospital in Kabul has left dozens of people feared dead or injured, with the Taliban-led government blaming neighboring Pakistan for the attack. Officials say the strike hit the medical facility on Monday evening while around 2,000 patients were receiving treatment. Hospital authorities fear the number of casualties could be significantly higher. Pakistan's Information Ministry has denied targeting the medical center. It says its forces carried out strikes against what it described as military installations and terrorist support infrastructure in Kabul and in eastern Nangarhar provinces. The incident comes amid renewed tensions between Afghanistan and Pakistan. Islamabad has accused the Taliban authorities of harboring militant groups on Afghan soil, an allegation the Taliban government denies. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions over the Himalayan region of the country, while the hilly and Tarai regions will likely remain partly cloudy today. Likewise, there is a possibility of light rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places in the remaining Himalayan regions. There is also a possibility of light rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. The division has also stated that there is an influence of westerly low pressure system at present across the country. And temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 11 to 13 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 25 and 27 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here's a quick recap of the headlines. Election Commission publishes list of 110 proportional representation members of Parliament. Certificates for the newly elected to be issued on March 19. 12th NRNA Global Conference concludes with 12-point declaration. Government welcomes renewed unity within the association. Transport entrepreneurs demand fair adjustment after fuel price hike. Authorities seek large stockpiles of cooking gas cylinders to counter artificial shortages. And Afghanistan accuses Pakistan of killing hundreds in hospital strike. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at RadioNepalOnline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.